We'll be back with Tom Elliott on 3SH shortly, but right now we're speaking with the Executive Manager of Community and Governance at the Balranald Shire Council, Hody Bowliv. Good morning, Hody.
Good morning, Sam.
Now, Hody, today we're going to start off talking about Mental Health Month, which is coming up in August.
Yes, it's a busy month ahead for us. We've got a range of activities that have been coordinated by our Strengthening Community Access, Inclusion and Wellbeing Advisory Committee to help people connect, learn and thrive about mental health. It's an important issue, and if you or your loved one have any concerns about mental health or how to work with someone or live with someone with mental health, it's a great opportunity to come along and find out about the mental health and wellbeing workshops. So the first workshops we have are today. They'll be at the Balranald Senior Citizens Club at 9:30 this morning for seniors and 3:30 this afternoon for the community. Or if you're an emergency services volunteer, you can pop along to the Balranald RFS shed tomorrow at 9 a.m. And in Euston, they're not left out either. There's sessions at 10 a.m. on Friday at the Euston Club or 3:30 at the Euston School.
And then tonight they've got a special information session for the census that's coming up.
That's right. Euston's also hosting an information session on all things census, so people can find out about what is happening on Tuesday the 11th of August. It's an important day to the Gombel and Newfoundland community to make sure that we get an accurate population count so we can make sure that the community gets the services that they need, because most services are based on our population count.
And this one sounds like a bit of a fun one, but we've got Flight Night coming up at the Balranald Football and Netball Club.
That's right. It's a big day at the Balranald Football and Netball Club this weekend. They're taking on Warrenheen. And as well as the Flight Night, which starts at 7 p.m. at the Big Shed, there's also a mental health awareness session during the day that will be held at the football shed. It's got a great lineup of speakers that people might want to pop down to. So if you've got any local men that have some spare time on Saturday, pop down. There's a free feed and some great speakers starting at 1 p.m. at the Big Shed, or pop along to Flight Night at 7 p.m.
And to finish off today, can you tell us about the progressive dinner happening down at the gallery?
Yes, the gallery has got a busy few months coming up. Next Friday is the commencement of the Flying High Arts Festival, and it will kick off with the gallery's progressive dinner. There's still tickets available for the dinner, so if you haven't got them already, pop on down to the gallery or pop in and see Zoe Griffiths at the Rustic Pear and grab a ticket. The night will start at 6 p.m. at the gallery next Friday, the 7th of August.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Hody. That was the Executive Manager of Community and Governance at the Balranald Shire Council, Hody Bowliv.